morning, and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Mary Lou Vandehei. I am sitting in today for our normal host, Tony Bush, who's off enjoying the beautiful weekend. And with me is Tom Dugalpolsky. He's sitting in for Randy Melzer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning to you.
How are you this morning?
Thank you for being co-host.
Oh, good. We're very happy to be with you this morning. This morning we have a guest from, our guest is Holly Betcher from Whistler's Knoll Vineyard here in the Hortonville area. So she will be our guest, and she'll be coming back in a few minutes. But first, I'd like to tell you a little bit about SCORE. SCORE is an organization of is a nonprofit organization. We have approximately 43 members in the local chapter, which runs from Appleton down through Fond du Lac and all the counties alongside. So we have 8 counties. Our chapter is made up of all volunteers, including our administrator, Marnie, who reminds me that she's the only chapter that completely does administrative work for free. But we have about 11,000 members nationwide. All of us offer our business expertise for free. So if you're interested in being a SCORE mentor, which most of our members are, we would love to have you come in and share with the community your information, your background, your expertise on how to start and how to help businesses that are already, small businesses that are already exist with individual problems. We have with us also in the Fond du Lac area, we have a branch there. They are currently looking, especially for mentors with accounting and marketing background. So if you're down there and you'd like to give back to the community, give your expertise, this would be a great thing for you to join us. You can find us at www.foxcities.score.org. You just go onto our website. There's a little link at the top that says volunteer, and just jump in there. Also, if for all of those of that are listening that are interested in getting some free mentoring advice, we have approximately we have 3 areas that you can go to physically, or you can go online and get whatever kind of a mentor you want by going nationwide to that 11,000 membership. In Oshkosh, we have approximately a dozen mentors who volunteer their services. And in Fond du Lac, we're just starting up, so we have approximately 6 people down there, and we'd love to have you join us. If you're looking to get a free mentoring system or meeting, you can meet either face-to-face, via telephone, we do teleconferences, or you can go online and have an online session. Just go out to our website. Again, it's foxcities.score.org. And you'll find all sorts of help out there as far as templates, information that you can just go on and see our webinars. And then there's also a little box there that you can just click on, and it says get a free mentoring session. You put in your zip code, and that tells the system which area to go to. So please feel free to join us and ask for free mentoring. Right now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the seminars that we have coming up. Right now, we have the Simple Steps for Starting Your Business series. We had the first session was this past Wednesday, but they will now be for the next four Wednesday evenings. They're held at the Fox Cities Chamber from 6 to 9 p.m. Our next session talks a little bit about what is your business concept. Who is your customer? Talks a little bit about marketing research. So that's this coming Wednesday. The following Wednesday, we talk about what is your marketing plan, how to really find out who is your customer, investigating what kinds of things those customers are looking for and where they find their information. So that's the following Wednesday. The next session is on financials. I do that presentation. It talks about how to start up, get your startup cost in line, how to figure out what your break-even point is for a business. I talk about all of the financial statements that are typical, your balance sheet, income statement, cash flow statement, and that's the last one. I guess those are the 3 common ones. And then I also talk a little bit about how to figure out where you are compared to other businesses. The last session is on cash is on where how to get funding for your business, either through typical banking kinds of arrangements, or we also talk a little bit about crowdfunding and some of the more recent kinds of funding options. So we're doing that. This is coming up in Appleton. We're also having the same series of Simple Steps seminar in Fond du Lac starting on September 17th. They'll all be in the evening down there at Moraine Park. So just jump on our website and you'll see where get the information on that. In September, we're also starting on September 17th, we're having an update on the Affordable Care Act. So we'll have Linda Hines back, and she will talk about the changes that are coming up. One of the changes that are coming is the business exchanges are coming. So she'll update you on that. And at this point, we always like to give a little information about what the Better Business Bureau is telling us are some of the scams out there. So, Tom, you want to take it from there?
I would be glad to, Mary Lou. The Better Business Bureau, in conjunction with the SCORE and the Chamber of Commerce, continually keeps us updated as to what we should be looking for and specifically how the scams work. Many of us receive emails offering you a job at a business that says send it off or send it off in a similar name. Here are your application forms and so on and so forth, and get more information about the position and email the reads. I might introduce at this time that last week I had three of these specifics, and it was interesting to have the SBA and Marnie, by the way, forward the alert that these were coming. oftentimes, these ask you to send it off claims to be a shipping service based in Wisconsin. That's what all three of these were specifically. Mm. A product comes to you and you take care of it, et cetera, et cetera. And so your first shipment arrives and you're asked to ship some electronics such as iPads or iPhones. And usually it's an overseas address. Very seldom is it a local address, you know, that you can walk down the street and deliver it, if you will.
Right.
So we have to watch out for these various scams and con artists that are around activities. I might also add that yesterday we had an alert for Easy Pass. This is a scam related to the interstate system where we have, I think we have had Easy Pass for about 20 years now And those people secure information, and they're able to go and send you a past due notice that you didn't pay your fine, that you sped through the Easy Pass location at such and such a toll booth. In our case here, the nearest would be in Illinois or Indiana.
Yeah, and I saw that one, and I was thinking, if they know enough to contact you, how is it they don't know enough to put it on your Easy Pass charge? Right? So it really doesn't make sense if you think about the notice.
That's correct. But all of these scams, I have a help desk agent who reminds me that if anything comes over, if you will, junk mail, don't open it. Just delete it. That's the first starter to have.
And actually what I tend to do, or I've learned to do over the years, is if I think it actually might be legit, rather than clicking on to the little link that they're giving you, I go to the website that the company that they're referring to and find out if it's there. And if it's not there, it's probably not legit.
That's a very good point.
Yep. Okay, I'd like to take a few minutes now and thank our sponsors who are give us the opportunity to actually bring this show to you. We want to first thank Fox Community Credit Union. They're a longtime sponsor of BizTalk. And if you're looking for business-oriented banking services, please contact Fox Community for all your business needs. Also, we'd like to thank Albertson Haling CPAs. Kurt Haling manages the Appleton office, while his partner, Mr. Alberts, manages the Green Bay office. They offer accounting services geared to supporting small to medium-sized businesses for the individual, and they also give you tax preparation and advice. Next, we'd like to thank Epiphany Law, who offers legal services to business owners. Kevin Eisman over there and his team specialize in business law. They offer services for forming a business, contracting intellectual property such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks. And they'll be able to set up your, if you're in a partnership, your buy-sell agreements. Next, we'd like to thank Bank First National, our newest sponsor. They are located in on West Wisconsin Avenue here in Appleton next to the Waffle House. Bank First National has expertise in business lending as well as consumer and mortgage lending. SCORE would also like to thank eBiz Results. Mike Pulvermacher and his team developed our website, BizTalk with SCORE. And thanks to Mike and his team for assisting us with that project and their continued support of BizTalk. Lastly, we'd like to thank Business News. Business News is a weekly bi-weekly magazine. If you're not getting it, they have great news about all of what's happening in the business area. It goes, I know they cover all of our 8-county area that BizTalk, that our chapter of SCORE happens. So great Business News talks lots about different things that are happening in the community, as well as giving you expert ideas in the business field. So right now, I'd like to take a break. We'll be right back.
And every time it rains, panties from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains panties from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune.
Welcome back to BizTalk. This morning, we're visiting with Holly Betchert. Holly and her husband, Tom, have a business called Whistling Knowles Winery. Good morning, Holly.
It's Whistler's Knoll.
Whistler's Knoll, yes. What did I say?
Good morning. I am really excited to be here. Thank you, Mary Lou.
Okay, you want to tell us a little bit how you got the business idea and what got you going?
Well, my husband had been making wine for over 30 years, and he always wanted to start his very own vineyard. I kind of got swept into his dream. He had been using the basement of our Greenville home as a winery to make wine that we shared with family and friends, and he sort of outgrew his space. Now, Tom makes a fabulous wild grape, plum, elderberry port, dandelion, white grape, and pear wines. He was on his way home from work one day about 3 years ago, and he stumbled upon an abandoned fixer-upper, an abandoned farm that caught his eye.
And what happened from there? Obviously, that became the seed for a great idea.
Well, besides the passion that we have for wine and its health benefits, you know, through research we learned that the Midwest wine phenomenon is real. There are over 1,000 wineries in the Midwest and over 100 registered vineyards in the state of Wisconsin.
Which is pretty amazing. We pretty well think of the wineries here all in Door County, but that's really not the case.
It's growing. And, you know, the Midwest, Mary Lou, is the fastest growing wine region in the entire nation.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's quite. And so you took your little hobby out of the basement, and what happened?
Well, the first thing that we did was get on the agenda to attend a Town of Hortonia board meeting. You see, the property was zoned to become a subdivision. We shared with the town board our vision of starting a vineyard and a winery. They were extremely positive, since this is a rural community. They were able to rezone the property to agricultural. And we also learned there was one lone liquor license available in the town.
Oh, that was a break.
Yes, this was certainly meant to be.
Yes.
And consider this. According to a recent article by Mark Ganchev, who is the publisher for Midwest Wine Press, agritourism will continue to be the bread and butter for Wisconsin wineries. A study on wine tourism by the Michigan State University found that many visitors to the Midwest wineries are actually more interested in the experience than in the wine. So when people visit us at Whistler's Knoll Vineyard, They're fascinated by the renovated 1800s dairy barn at our venue. We added 6 inches of foam insulation on the outside of the building so that the hayloft, with all of its original ladders and equipment, could be visible, and we repurposed the hayloft into a banquet area that we call the loft, and it has ADA-compliant restrooms and also heat and air conditioning. The lower level of the barn has been repurposed into the wine cellar, and we even kept a row of stanchions. And for those of you not familiar with a dairy farm, that's where the cows used to go to get milked. We're going to use the stanchions to cradle the wine barrels.
Cool. Now, I grew up on a farm, and I thought those laws were for taking the rope and swinging as kids and jumping into the straw.
Well, that sounds like fun. Or maybe you could swing and jump into the wine barrels.
Okay, well, that might be a little trickier.
Well, you know, every day people who visit our vineyard ask us where we get our ideas from. They want to know where these creative ideas come from. I just tell them we can't help it. It just happens. They love it that we've repurposed cob corn cribs into gazebos, that we are, and that we're building the wine bar out of majestic 250-year-old red oak trees that were ripped out of the ground by the tornado last year.
Ah.
And they also enjoy watching the bluebirds. We have bluebird nest boxes scattered throughout the vineyard and hummingbird feeders all over, and also native perennial gardens. Our visitors enjoy watching our 18 heirloom chickens scampering around the vineyard in search of bugs. And it's just becoming a very popular site to have weddings, too.
You know, before the show, we were talking a little bit to Holly about how she got started, and she actually happens to be a master gardener, which I'm very into gardening, too, but I'm no master at it. So, but you can definitely tell from the way she's developed her business plan that the master gardening is coming through. So tell us a little bit more about how you actually, after you went to the town and got it rezoned, what was the next step?
The business plan. And that's where our SCORE mentor really came in. He helped me get on the right path. It was a lot of work, and he oversaw 2 additional reviews. I never could have done that without the help of the SCORE mentor. I did not know where to start. He really helped us to organize and find out how we wanted to brand our business for success.
Right. And, you know, I often tell people, they also, do I really need a business plan? Doing a business plan really helps you to think through all the things that you think you're going to do, and it kind of gives you some organization to how to approach things. Even if you really change quite a bit from going from that original plan, you know what was in the plan. You've thought through really what it does it take to get to break even. Mm-hmm. What do I need to keep my cash flowing? So just the process of going through your business plan is very helpful for most entrepreneurs.
I certainly agree.
Okay, so now you have your business plan. You're getting there. What's the next step?
Well, approaching the lender. And, you know, when I look back at where we started and where we are today, I can clearly see that we had a vision to take this abandoned 13-acre farm and turn it into a unique and one-of-a-kind venue. The property had been on the market for many years, and we knew up front that we would have to really roll up our sleeves and get dirty and really work hard to clean the place up. Oh, and we got updated on our tetanus shots, too.
Oh, that's an idea.
Well, people told us they would not have been able to get past that first major cleanup step. And, you know, the barn was filled with a lot of waste. And Tom actually got $600 for the paper alone that was recycled from the barn. I think that our vendor understood the value. They could see the vision of that fixer-upper.
You know, I have to say, when I see empty buildings, either businesses have abandoned them or whatever happened, and then I see someone going in there and fixing them all up, it just gives my heart joy. I tell you, talk about recycling. That is just one of the most wonderful things to see. And especially when you can take that and make it unique to your business.
Well, not only the recycling of the existing businesses that of the buildings that were on site, but in addition to that, because of this tornado, one of the buildings got completely destroyed, and that was, certainly was a devastating blow for them. But they've added additional buildings that have enhanced the property. Go on, Holly.
Oh, sure. We do have a pavilion that seats up to 200 people. It has the ADA-compliant restrooms. The pavilion is overlooking the vineyard, and that is becoming a very popular spot.
Okay, so you have what kinds of events there?
We have monthly themed wine dinners,
and
we have monthly free workshops open to the public. You can learn a little bit more about them by visiting our website, whistlersknoll.com. And we actually have a French country wine dinner this evening.
And tell us what that's like.
Well, it is really a lot of fun. First of all, I have to back up a little bit. It takes 3 to 5 years for the grapevines to mature so we can begin making wine. And we're on our third year, so we don't have our own wine. So people wonder, how can we have a wine dinner? Well, we've partnered with Brigadoon Wineries in Tripoli, Wisconsin, and we've been using their wines for our wine dinners. So people have to go on our website and make a reservation because we're not, of course, a restaurant, and we cater the food in. And it's open to the public, and people just come in and relax, overlooking the vineyard, and enjoy a wonderful meal and Wisconsin wines.
Sounds like a very similar idea that we had to. I was in Croatia in 2011, and we went to, I forget exactly what they called it, but it was sort of a combination of a bread and breakfast, which the gal who was running it basically raised all the fruit and vegetables, and your whole dinner was from the farm.
Aww.
And then it was connected to a winery, which the husband pretty much ran. And together, we just had a wonderful experience. First, they had us out on their patio for the hors d'oeuvres, which I didn't know that wine came with hors d'oeuvres, but they do. And then we moved into inside where we had a wonderful dinner. So that it was just a great experience. So I'm glad to see it's in Wisconsin.
I should mention, we do grow a lot of the vegetables that are used for our wine dinners, and our caterer also uses eggs from our heirloom chickens.
Cool.
And we use the flowers from our garden, too, decorating the tables.
Is that cool? So should we take a little break, and we'll be right back? This is, you're listening to the voice of Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back. This morning we're talking to Holly Betchard from Whistler's Knoll Vineyard. And if you would like to call in, we have two phone numbers for you. If you're in Appleton, if you want to call 920-281-1150. And our TDS Metrocom toll-free line is 1-866-887-1150. So if you feel like you are inspired to call Holly, please call in, and I'm sure she'd be happy to answer your questions. So, Holly, let's go on and talk a little bit about what were the three biggest challenges you had overcoming actually opening your business?
Well, Mary Lou, I'll have to say, first was time. We both were working a full-time job. Now, second of all, time, again. We both will turn 60 this year, so we knew it was now or never.
Uh-huh.
And the third thing is time. We have 5 beautiful grandchildren, so we knew we needed to balance our business with family.
Wow, I'm sitting here thinking, age 60, this gal's got the energy of somebody who's 20. And so what were your, in addition to just having enough time, so now you're about to, you've gone to the village, you've gotten your rezoning of the property, have you gone to the bank at this point, or where are you?
Where are we at our business right now?
Yes.
Well, we are hoping to have our first harvest this fall, because this is our third year,
okay,
so we can start making wine.
Okay.
And,
great. All right. And what do you enjoy the most about being an entrepreneur?
Well, Mary Lou, every day is an adventure. I can't wait to get up and go to work in the morning. I love, love, love every aspect. I've been landscaping, all around the buildings and property. And a couple weeks ago, we went through 80 yards of mulch in 1 week.
Oh, that, I bet that was some sore muscles the next day.
Actually, no. And every day I have tours. People schedule a tour. There are guests who are considering holding maybe a wedding out at our vineyard. And another thing, I love taking care of our heirloom chickens, collecting eggs, prioritizing each day, growing our own vegetables. And, you know, I can't think of a single thing I don't like about it.
Oh, very cool. And when so at this point, you've been really getting everything ready to have your first harvest. But I have to say you've been very creative about what to do between the first, when you open up, and the third year when you have a harvest. So tell us some of the things that you've really kind of filled that time period before the first harvest.
Well, I mentioned earlier the monthly themed wine dinners, and that has been a lot of fun working on those. A lot of times we have local artists that come in and exhibit and sell their wares. We have a number of different types of artists that do jewelry. One makes jewelry from heirloom silverware. We have artists who come in and do paintings, and that's been really popular. We also at times have live music. Our Mediterranean wine dinner last month, we had a live jazz band. That was really a lot of fun. And then we also have monthly free workshops. We have one tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and it's on monarch butterflies. We had one on raising backyard chickens a couple months ago. We had over 55 people that attended. So we're trying to bring in other speakers and guests, and something that's free and family friendly. And if you visit our website, you can learn more about the workshops that are coming up.
Oh, very cool. So your business is really about an experience.
It certainly is.
Yes, as opposed to we sell wine.
And that's what people are looking for.
Yes, yes. I was just thinking, our daughter recently got married, and she went to Door County they wanted to have a tour of the vineyard and have a wine tasting kind of thing, and now I find out she could have done it in the backyard. So tell us a little bit what you, looking back over opening your business and the experience, what are some of the things that you'd like to share with new entrepreneurs?
Plan. Walk through every detail. Think like a customer. Because of that advice, I can honestly say that I don't have to look back and I don't have to backtrack and say that I would have changed anything.
Really? Wow. You know what they say, failing to plan. No, what is it? Planning? Not planning is like failing to plan, I guess. Failing, planning to fail, I guess is what it really is. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your family support and how that played into your startup.
Well, our adult children and our friends have been very supportive. They've helped us out by volunteering, and our grandchildren also love spending time at the vineyard. We couldn't have started out with all the help of our family and our volunteers.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, having family support is so important, especially when you're in a business that's kind of outside. I know when I'm out in my flower beds, I think I'm going to go out and work in the yard for an hour, hour and a half, and 4 hours later it's like, oh, time for dinner, and my husband's going to want to eat. So when you're really enjoying your business, time just flies back, and it doesn't seem like work.
Holly, you have planted 3 years of grapevines.
Mm-hmm.
Is that planting go on an annual basis? And if so, what do you do to prepare the soil or room to make it? Because you got, if you will, existing plants.
Sure.
And you may want to go and have a different variety of a plant. Mm-hmm. Can you run us through that activity?
Sure. Well, we actually have 1,500 grapevines in the ground right now, about an acre and a half planted in grapes. And we, first of all, that was a major consideration when we purchased the property. Where we live in Greenville, we have clay, and grapes do not like wet feet.
Yeah.
But in the town of Hortonia, which is only about 12 miles from Greenville, where we live, the soil is sandy loam, which is perfect. So we did have to test the soil, and we do fertilize. But with regard to the grapevines, we place our order in midwinter with a nursery from New York, and we order the grapevines. They are delivered in May. This year we planted 700 grapevines. Mm. So when they come in, we need to get them planted within a quick turnaround time because you don't want them sitting there. So that it's quite labor intensive. We do grow 5 different varietals. We have some white and some reds. We have Marquette, Frontenac Gris, Maréchal Foch, and Prairie Star, to name a few.
And how did you select those?
They are cold hardy vines. They've been grown for many years in the Midwest, developed, I believe, out of the state of Minnesota. So I guess in essence, when you think about it, we could never grow a Cabernet here. The grapevines that are grown in California would not survive in the Midwest. However, the grapevines that we grow, the varietals would not survive in California.
So that works out well.
Yeah. It does.
And these grapevines, though, need some trellises or something to grow on.
A lot of work as well, building trellises and training them and pruning them. That's an ongoing process. So, again, very labor intensive. My husband does most of the vineyard work.
And how long does a plant actually last? Will it 5 years, 10 years?
I'm not really sure on that. I hope a long time.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we've had my backyard, we have two vines, and we've been there 33 years, and they're doing quite well, so I often wondered. I mean, those little vines have outlasted some of our trees.
Old vines in.
Yes. So where do you see your business in 5 years?
In 5 years, it takes 3 to 5 years for the grapevines to mature to winemaking status. And, of course, this being our third year so far, I guess continue to expand our vineyard. Once we have our own product, our business will begin to take off. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, in the interim, we're using other Wisconsin wines during our themed wine dinners. We've begun to book weddings and corporate functions. That's something that at first we really hadn't thought much about, but people started calling and telling us they wanted to experience a unique and one-of-a-kind wedding or event.
So really listening to your customers is taking you where you're going. So tell us a little bit about how you market yourself.
Okay, our marketing. We have a website, and can we come back to that in a moment?
Okay, yes, we're ready for a break, so we'll be right back. Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking to Holly Betchert from Whistler's Knoll Vineyard in Hortonville here. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about how you market your business. So we want to...
Yes, Mary Lou. We have a website which was developed by Brooke Webworks. The owner is amazing and certainly a business partner. We also do a tremendous amount of social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. We're able to reach thousands of people who want to hear what we're doing. I tend to be quite analytical as well in this aspect. We continue to think like a customer, utilizing resources like Google Analytics, and also do surveys at the end of each event. We believe that if we can give our customers the opportunity to write things down and share with us without being intimidated, it really helps us to open our ears.
And that's really part of that, listening to your customer, because they will let you know what they want.
Mm-hmm. And we know that the future is also in their hands. We have used the Post Crescent as well. That has been wonderful, some of the articles that they've written about our vineyard and shared with our guests.
So. Okay. So when you use social media, what kinds of things do you put out there?
Oh, it's funny. I really find that I can post something. For instance, the other day, our son Tony made a beautiful arbor for the entrance of our coming up the sidewalk from the parking lot. And when I posted that, within 30 seconds, we had people that were clicking like, and I could see that almost 1,000 people had looked at the page. They really like to hear about the heirloom chickens. They like to hear about if we have a wine dinner. They like to hear about the hummingbirds. They like to hear about the vineyard. It could be anything.
Yep.
But it's really fun to see how many people jump on and really like to hear about what we are doing out there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, for our marketing tool, having a website and then being able to use social media to just tell people about what events are coming up, it's an inexpensive way to promote mm-hmm. your business, and people really enjoy the interaction of
sure.
knowing what's going on, and it's that sort of that thing, well, you know, what are we going to do this weekend? And boom, the light comes on.
Yes, and you know, I also really enjoy blogging. It's a lot of fun, and I don't know why. I just never seem to run out of ideas.
Okay. So I guess we're kind of winding down here. We're going to close the session today. But before we leave, let's talk a little bit about if you had to give someone some advice in starting a business or, you know, what to do to continue to grow your business, what mm-hmm. would that be?
Follow your dream. Don't hesitate. Because life is short and there are too many adventures out there to experience, but don't do it alone. Remember, there are over 11,000 talented and experienced SCORE mentors nationwide who can help you wade through the quagmire of complex guidelines to help you get started and also help you reduce your liability.
Yeah, you bet. Well, one of the things that we really like to tell our clients is if you are in business, and often we have sole proprietors, and you're kind of lonely out there because if you just need to bounce your ideas off of someone, we're the place to come and find out, you know, have you considered that or this? Lots of times the ideas that entrepreneurs come up with are just the perfect idea and may need a little expansion. So thank you for joining us today on BizTalk.